All right, everybody, let's get to our favorite Monday game. A little all right. No. I got two all rights. My first one is going to go to Caleb Douglas, who Leroy Horn said is the new Randy Moss.
Cut it out.
What? Why? Usually usually people say you're not as excited and you bring in stuff like that. That gets me excited. I love stuff like that. That was a great catch, though. You'd have to admit.
Yeah. No,
great it was. Catch.
It was. Pause,
dude. And now, Chris.
I think the most important part of that was just like seeing football players make plays in stressful conditions.
Yeah, dude.
And you know what I mean? So now, guess what? Now Malik Willis knows, hey, if I need a play, I can throw it up to him.
Yep. Exciting. My other all right, I love this guy. You know, I really just enjoy watching him play baseball. And that's Javier Sanoja. I love watching Javi play baseball. He's got a joy about the way he plays the game. This was his homer yesterday. Here's the call on WQAM.
Javier punches a ball out to left and deep. At his back, and it's gone. Javier Sanoja with a three-run home run, and the Fish have blown this open. It's 7-1 in the top of the ninth.
Very exciting. Very exciting. Fish tonight back at it. My oh no goes to Brad Marchand's stupid hip/hernia. Oh, come on, no. Man. I want to see him play hockey.
Can't play if he ain't healthy.
Hope he has a quick return. I like watching Marshy do his thing. Well, take your time, dude. We got reinforcements. The old need time. He doesn't need to beat
science. Pick a side, Tobin.
No, it's case by case. It's case by case. I try and tell you that, Jennifer.
Pick a side.
Oh, now it's case by case?
It's case by case. You can't have a 38-year-old rush back from a hernia surgery. You guys are monsters.
Oh, my goodness.
Jeez.
You have no idea what they had to do.
Just take your time.
That'll determine when he comes back.
100 years
like we
old.
we just say, oh, so and so had X amount of surgery, and then they put a time frame on it without knowing the severity of the injury.
You guys are so lucky that the Panthers were out of it barely last year because Barkey was beating science.
Okay.
What do you got?
You sound like a clown. So my all right.
Doink.
I was glad to see, you know, the Dolphins play with physicality. It's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to be about it. I saw Savai and I pushing fools, right? I saw Proctor pushing fools. So, like, those combinations where they go left or right, if you can move some people like that, they're going to be able to run the ball. And it was good to see the fact that Devon Achane was running in between the tackles, right? Tired of seeing the stupid sweep. You know what I hate more than anything? 2nd and 12.
Yep.
Right? So I'm glad they set the tone forward and going ahead. Now, I was going to use a different oh no, but I'm going to save it for J-Fig because she better go here. So I'm going to let
it
go. I'm going to let it go. Right?
All right.
But my oh no is going to go to the Giants. Like,
oh,
yo.
No.
Your crash brothers, take it easy, dude. It's preseason, right? It's crazy. Preseason. Let's go. You got a long football, 6-7 months. Stop. You complain about getting hosed in a preseason game. Like, relax, dude. When your bash brother gets in there, tell him to calm down, too.
I'm puzzled at the circumstances.
No, you are.
Same behavior.
I think those two should be playing for the Buffalo Bills.
Right.
Jumping on the tables, right? They would fit right in.
Yeah, the Dudley boys. That's what they are. They're just throwing each other off of the top rope.
So I'm just saying, if you didn't get concussed so much, you wouldn't be on the concussion watch list.
I guess they couldn't be the Dudley boys because they're both intangible. So they need to.
No, it could be Spike and Bubba. Or you could be Big Richard Dudley. I'm not going to say his nickname.
Jennifer, what's your all right? No.
Well, my all right goes to, I have two of them. So I'm going to go ahead and first start off with Malik Willis for not pulling a Tua this week and upsetting absolutely every fan out there.
Man.
But also to Simone Fontecchio, for opening a court in honor of his grandfather in Italy.
All right.
Very beautiful. Very beautiful. And obviously my Ono goes to Hayden Panettiere passing away at the age of 36.
They said they think it was an overdose.
Possibly, yes. They were they got a phone call saying she got into cardiac arrest or something like that. But the investigation is still ongoing, but it is like it hit me pretty hard last night when I found out, because I grew up watching her and I loved everything she did. And also I related to her a lot in the sense that she also had lost her brother a couple years ago. And she had this interview where she was talking about that, the grief that came with it. And I resonated so much with it. So just hearing this really like hit home for me.
She was also a Tic Tac. She was very small.
She was a very small woman. Yes.
Small woman.
I remember thinking how like, yeah,
very small.
You didn't know she was
watching her on Nashville.
She was, she has a kid with Vladimir Klitschko.
I do know. They used to live down in Miami, but that was, I think, part of the thing. She's struggled really badly with postpartum and she ended up giving up custody to him, and she lives in Ukraine. So it was another thing. She had a lot of personal stuff that she was going through.
Yeah.
So very, very tragic.
She spoke about it all in a book that she wrote and released a couple months ago, back in May, I believe it was.
Yep. Crazy story. Crazy story. Vlad, what's your all right and oh no?
Many all rights and many oh no's. All right. It was good to watch football. I was actually excited to watch week one of preseason football.
Yep.
It's actually some good action.
We all love it.
So that was good. Good UFC fight this weekend. I like the UFC card this weekend. UFC, what was it, 330? It was pretty good. Pretty good.
The co-main event kind of stunk. Mackenzie Dern versus Jillian Robinson was not a good
fight. It wasn't that good. But overall, the fights were good. Good WNBA action. So my all right was just for the whole sports weekend. And all right. To Kat. Karl Anthony Towns got married this weekend to Jordan Woods. So he's got two rings, a wedding ring and an NBA ring.
It was busy NBA wedding season.
I'm saying everybody's tying the knot this summer.
Yep.
So, you know, congratulations to them.
A lot of pressure on 13 to get this thing underway, huh?
Four. Yeah, okay. All right. That'll be a minus one for me. My oh no. Dolphins second unit, man.
Oof. Or third. Or
listen, man.
Once you get to 22.
Leroy, I started looking. I was like, you know what? If this team stays healthy all year, they can win maybe 6 to 9 games. Like, I'm not lying. You can see something. But God forbid there's any injuries. Holy crap. That second and third unit, I know it's $140 million in money to other people, dead money, I get that. But man, dude, I haven't seen holes that wide in a long time. I haven't seen that since freeways. That's how easy people were going through.
Depth on this team is a puddle, not a pool, dude. It is not not deep at all.
Oh my God. So yeah, hopefully these guys develop and they get better, but I don't want to see them early on in the season. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, hopefully they can keep it rolling and we can see everything this weekend. We got a joint practice coming up this week. Canes are getting closer. They scrimmage this weekend. The Marlins, a huge series tonight.
Are they joint practicing with the Giants? Phillies down here?
Yes. Yes, okay. They are. I think Thursday.
All right.
No joint practice with the Falcons next week. But
does Tua play next week?
The way he played this week, hell yeah.
I don't know. That was
Listen, I had a coach tell me the only guys who look like they are ready for the regular season sit. If you don't look like you're ready for the regular season and need more work, you're not sitting.
Yep.
Now I ask you, did Tua look like he was ready for the regular season?
No.
Okay.
No. But I don't know. I don't know how many preseason games are going to help him. He may be cooked.
Like, it looked like he picked up right where he left off, didn't it?
It did. It did. Crazy, man. All right, that's our show, everybody. Enjoy a little Hockman, Crowder, and Solana, and we will talk to you rascals tomorrow.